Bear Podcast 413.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty wise. The Matt Bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And this is the egg roll episode.
And we have guests here. Devin.
Hello.
From Chicago. Hi. And
Jeff.
Jeff from... I don't know where you are, Pennsylvania or Jamestown?
Jamestown, New York.
Jamestown. What the fuck? I didn't know you were here.
Well, that's this whole Mr. Panda Bear thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. He wears it all the time, everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, where's the Wookiee coat?
Oh, yeah, you should be wearing your Wookiee coat.
Okay. I don't want to compete with...
Oh, the bear.
Why are you not competing? You got
it's
your
not,
own
it's not
fur.
A furry con.
It's not a furry con. Okay.
It was looking a little too furry con. Right.
So we are here live at Drenched Fur.
Woo! Yay!
Oh, look at those bellies. Oh my God.
Wait,
Bellies. No. Please, we're going to take pictures of the bellies.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Look at all those bellies right now. Nice. Okay.
Wow.
This is what I love about Drenched Fur.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm okay.
So, nice so y'all are having a good time. Devin, you know these two are having a good time because they did the chaser swap this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
What is the plan? We were giggling this morning, right?
Well, I just wanted to swap, you know, we have two bears in bed sleeping, and I was like, okay, I need to get in bed with the other bear, and Nard needs to get in bed with my bear.
Okay.
So.
What do we need to? We need to get in bed.
They needed to do this.
We needed to do a bear swap.
We did a bear swap this morning.
Or chaser
swap. Series on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike, you figured it out real early, didn't you?
Oh, I knew what was going on before you started.
Okay. Giggling from the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Okay. So we're here on a Saturday right now, and you're in Erie. It's your first time here, Ray.
My first time here at Drenched Fur.
How do you like it so far? Cold?
Well, it's a little cold outside, but that's okay because when we left Houston, it was 80 fucking degrees. So
it's about 40 degrees here.
It's 40 degrees here, so I hadn't sweated too much since we got off the plane, so it's been a good thing.
Okay.
I forgot about that 80 thing. Hot for bears.
I know.
That's right. Anything over 72 degrees is too hot for a bear. Anything over 72 degrees and 70% humidity is too hot for a bear.
80 is perfect for a chaser, would you guys say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I only wear shorts if it's like over 80 something.
This is nothing to you, Devin. It's
nothing. Well, it's normal.
It's normal. This is normal weather for Chicago.
Weather, yeah.
Okay. How did you get here? You drove in a.
You
needed
car.
A bigger car.
Well, last year there was four of us and we drove in our car, which is not a very big car. So we're just like, this year we're going to rent something bigger. Because our friend Brian, he's like 6 foot. 6 foot six, 6 foot five, or something. So we're like, he can't comfortably sit in his car, and then I'd be behind him with, you know, scrunched up for 8.5 hours. So we're just like, we're gonna rent a car. We don't have to worry about mileage and all that stuff. So it worked out awesome for us, actually.
Okay, wow.
But Jay did most of driving. I only did like a couple hours at the end.
How long is the drive from Chicago?
The actual driving time is maybe 8-ish hours, but then you lose an hour in time zone, and then we stop for
all the rest stops.
Had to check into every rest stop on Foursquare.
rest stop or truck stops?
I don't know. Well, they're not really separated, but we stopped at the one rest stop, and when the guys were checking in on Foursquare, it says the comment says the glory holes here are really good, and then I said you should leave a comment and say they weren't that good.
Was that Jay commenting?
Well, you know, you never know when you go into a rest stop because allegedly a former president of NLA,
James
and Nate would stop at every rest stop along his trip. So,
okay. So did he? I guess he got.
Maybe find him on Foursquare.
That would really extend your travel time, though. Because he might be waiting around for who knows long before.
No, he said he never has a problem finding somebody at a rest stop or a truck stop. He said it's usually within 5 minutes.
Wow.
In 5 minutes?
He knows how to work a restroom.
See, I took pictures of all the trucker showers, but that was just a joke. I didn't go in there.
No, you didn't. You should
you didn't go in and say, does anybody need their backwash?
No. The furry ones. The furry truckers.
I just stand there with the towels and a little tip jar. Sure. And they think I belong
there. There you go.
Yeah. That's right. So what else? We've been swimming. We've been swimming today.
We've been swimming. Can't get in the hot tub. It's kind of full all the time.
It's always full.
It's kind of like potato soup or something up in here.
I really feel sorry for the staff. They're going to be cleaning lots of hair.
I feel sorry for the cleaning ladies at this joint. Because I walked by some of the rooms and they had the doors open. I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
And I noticed that they're picking up stuff without gloves on. I'm like, ain't no way I wouldn't be in full biohazard here.
If you just know.
If you cut the black lights on, you'd understand.
That's why there's no black light parties at these events.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You were in a black light party before in Chicago. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of fun. We should do something like that in Houston. You know, you have Sharpies and everything. No, Sharpies? Or
Highlighters.
Highlighters,
black lights. Everyone wears a white t-shirt.
Oh.
And I did find out they have, they sell UV reactive bubbles now, so you can blow bubbles and they'll glow in the black light.
Oh. That's nice.
Sounds like a party.
Okay, what is going on? Today, well, it's Drench for 8. We're supposed to have a podcast today with Gary, but...
But she was too important for us.
Yeah, that's right. Where is he? Oh, he's not here. He must be watching.
Let the trash truck come on.
Yeah. Let's go.
But, you know, last night, I stopped by the meditation room.
And I was trying
to meditate, and it was a little noisy in there. But, you know, I understand people are meditating, and they get so intense into the meditating, and they start screaming, oh, Jesus, thank you, God, oh, Jesus. And I think Jerry was one of them. I think he was meditating. But now I got one question. Why in the hell would you bring your VCR into a meditation room?
And you should clean it before.
You should. I was like, all night long, I smelled damn video head cleaner. I'm like, what the hell is that about? Uh-huh. Why are they bringing their... Don't they know about Blu-ray? Get a Blu-ray. Come on. God.
Or a tablet, maybe. Just.
I had a headache when I left there.
Mm-hmm. You went to the meditation room. How was it?
Well,
you were a tour guide.
Yes.
We don't have the newbie here.
Jeff tricks people into going into the room.
We must meditate.
Hey, you should go in here. What's in here? Oh, my God.
How are you?
Yeah. Did you put up your lights or something?
Yeah, I saw.
I should have brought my night vision goggles.
No. Night vision.
Those are not night vision goggles. Everyone can see the light shining off the brim of the hat.
Well,
that is not night vision. Night vision means you can't see the light shining off onto everyone that you're looking at.
He doesn't have night vision glasses. He has like spotlight glasses. It's like deer spotting, you know. It's more like bear spotting with him.
Yeah. So. But Devin, it was his first time in the room. I was a tour guide for him. And
he pulled me in against my will.
Really?
It's like
Mr. Steamworks.
It's like oh, please. No. I've never been to Steamworks.
Are you into steampunk?
No. Oh, steampunk, maybe.
Oh, which reminds me, you should congratulate you and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Yeah. It's your fifth year because of Drench Fur you guys met, right?
Yep.
Wow, look at that. Drench Fur bringing hearts together.
But what is that in gay years, though? That's like 35, isn't it?
34.
Well, see, you had me all pumped up last night. I thought y'all were going to like get engaged or pop the question or something.
The
build-up was so great, and then I was like, that's it?
We want our friends to gather around and do a documentation. It's because... Jeff is going to give an Apple product away.
Oh, that's right. I thought so too.
And there has to be an unveiling.
Did you didn't read the comics laying there next to the table this morning at breakfast, did you? One of the comics was there's a woman sitting in the chair, and she told her hairdresser, make me look like I own a bunch of Apple products.
You can get a haircut like that.
We should do bears like that. White background and everything. All pristine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be
nice.
Steve Jobs.
Isn't there the one guy that does product design for them or something? He's kind of a bearish guy. He's in some of their videos.
Oh, Jonathan Ives? Well, he designs them.
He designs them.
He's kind of cute. He's hot.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Tim Cook. I thought Tim Cook is a rice queen, isn't he?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Jeff. You don't have to pay for your next MacBook.
That's right.
Pimp this all out.
Hey, Tim Cook.
I have an Android phone now, so I'm kind of
evil.
Switcher. You're a switcher. Okay.
See, I still got my crack broken port 3SG phone because I'm dedicated like that.
3G.
I still got my broken iMac sitting on my desk because I'm broke like that.
Yeah, you haven't He hasn't fixed it yet.
Was that from your power surge?
Yes.
Lightning.
What?
That's too bad. What is that? Oh, look at that. Look, Mike's got the flip phone still.
Wait a minute. I thought you got iPhone.
No, he won't even get my iPhone. My old iPhone. He won't. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well.
He's cool like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have an article here, guys. Okay, I have a question for you guys. Do you think... Okay, here's an article. We all knew it. Atheists have better sex. Is that right? Is that true?
But do atheists scream out, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God?
No.
No. What do they say? What do atheists say?
I don't know.
Dave, what do atheists scream out?
I'm an agnostic.
Oh, do you say, oh, God, if you're atheist?
Like, oh, maybe there's a God.
But there's no way to really know for sure.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's because...
How did they gauge this?
I don't know.
Did they take people who converted to atheism or vice versa and said, is your sex better now?
Yeah.
But anybody that's raised in some form or, I guess, Western religion, is that right? I'm saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Western Christian religion, there's some form of guilt that's associated with having sex. And, you know, it's only supposed to be a man and woman when they're married and blah, blah, blah.
And then when they have gay sex or even premarital.
I know. The first 4 or 5 years that I really came out, I had a big problem with being gay and being Christian. I had a very big problem with it. So I can understand because I'd hook up with somebody. And I didn't want to hook up somebody, but I was like, I'm so horny, I can't stand it. And I'd hook up somebody, and then I'd feel guilty about it for weeks afterward, like I was dirty and did something wrong.
I felt guilty of being a Catholic and, you know, jerking off.
Well, that's normal. That makes me guilty.
That's jerking off, though. That's
Yes.
That's exactly. Even with another guy.
Yeah, not even.
That's like me guilty. The comedian Alec Mappa, mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
He said that his first boyfriend that immediately after sex, he would like break down and start praying, and he'd be like praying for, and he's like, for forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
that's terrible in the afterglow.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah, but what about the issue or the thought of that, you know, sex is actually better for religious people because it's like, oh my God, it was so sinfully good.
Like you need something to rebel against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should ask Ed how many of the Adam and Eve costumes sell in the sex shop.
What is an Adam and Eve costume? You're supposed to be naked. What, fig leaves?
Fig leaves.
Fig leaves?
Do you not watch GCB?
I don't.
Do you watch GCB?
There's that whole thing last week where they were having marital problems and he couldn't get it hard. So she tried everything, the saddles, the Adam and Eve outfit. She walked out and she was in her little Eve thing with ivies all over and stuff. And it was pretty funny. So.
I watch it. I have to rewatch
it. You got to look at it. Even now, the Republicans are trying to control the vagina. Think about what Christianity is to it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, all evil's based around women's vaginas. Which is why I understand why people have such a big problem with gay sex, because we didn't have anything to do with it.
No, not us, no.
Yeah. We were out frolicking with the giants and telling Cain to stone Abel. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Don't touch the iPad.
What are you doing?
It was going to go off. It's going to time off the screen.
Okay. All right. So we're going to... actually, today is it's a Saturday on Drench for, and tonight's going to be
the big pool.
The big pool thing at the Splash Lagoon. I keep saying Splash Town. I keep saying Splash Town, but it's Splash Lagoon. So yeah, it's going to be your first time, Ray. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Because, I think Mike... Brian, Dave, and Jay here. I think we're going to get under the waterfall and do this big group orgy thing so you can videotape and see if we can.
I have a waterproof camera.
And then we'll be like, and then I'll be like, bam, Eric, beat that.
You've been called out,
Eric.
He's up to 20,000 views, though.
That's right. We're going to get 50,000 because it's going to be hot bear on bear action. Everybody will be wanting to watch it.
I think the numbers are skewed, though, because me and Dave were looking at his profile, and I think he was adding his link on. So anybody that views his profile.
Oh, there, because it's on his bigger city profile.
Yeah.
Still 20,000. That's a lot.
That's
of
a
views.
Lot.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Even if you're sitting at home clicking the link all the time.
Yeah.
Once you F5 on that one, yeah, you would be watching.
Do you have analytics to tell you where people clicked in from?
I think there
actually,
is.
Yes, YouTube does.
YouTube does.
Flickr, I know you can do that.
Yeah.
YouTube does.
Yeah.
Okay. Those who don't know,
Statistics things are pretty good. They tell you countries, it breaks it way down for you.
Yeah.
Like region of the country.
Yeah. So, yeah, for those who don't know, that's the video with Tigger Bear at Drenchfur 2011. So it's going to be on.
Yeah, we're going to surpass that this year.
Yeah, we're going to try to get the O.
love to see you try. Uh-huh. I mean that literally.
Uh-huh. It's youtube.com/bearpodcast. Here you can see that.
Well, I'm sure the Asian on bear action in the pool last night kiss.
Who did that?
I think that's going to be interesting.
I don't know.
To see.
What about Sticky Rice action last night?
Mark, what were you doing last night?
That was your first rice on rice kiss, wasn't it?
Mike, yeah. Sticky Rice action.
Not unless you count family, but that's not
that's the same thing, family. Yeah.
I hope you don't count family.
It's like it's incestuous.
There was tongue involved, so.
Was there really?
Oh, yeah, Mike, you missed that. You missed it all. I got pictures. It's okay.
But you know what? I actually didn't stick my tongue out first.
So he's the first one stuck in his tongue.
Oh my God. I don't know what you're talking about. Drop my lie.
That was what was like weird. I was like, okay, should I stick it out? Should I stick my tongue out? Then I'm like, whoa, what the hell is that?
La, 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 la.
Oh my God.
So I think Devin's got a sticky rice.
That's right.
Curiosity.
This whole thing is a sham.
Yeah.
Whole thing is a sham. I've been using all
Him and Jay are really just roommates because Devin sleeps on the trundle bed.
That's right. That's right. Just talking about it, it's very exciting. Okay.
I noticed while that was going on last night, there was a lot of adjusting in swim trunks. So. Mm-hmm. Especially mine.
Yeah.
There were some pictures too, right?
There was a camera. There's videos.
There's Ray. Ready to get wet. Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And good joining us today is Gary here at Splash Lagoon.
Hey guys.
Yes, and we're here for Drenchfur 8 in Erie, Pennsylvania. And great job. So yeah, it's great. It's a great job.
Thank you very much.
It's Ray's first time here.
Ray's first time apart.
Yeah.
You have been deflowered for Drenchfur, Ray. It's been fun.
Not yet.
No, for the run.
For the run.
I don't know about the rest of that.
Okay.
I've been very good. I've been taking a lot of naps.
Hey, got to do what you got to do.
We've all seen that. He's posted on the internet.
Showing his butts again.
He is.
So, okay.
Can't resist himself.
So, Gary.
No, we haven't seen Brian.
Oh, no, he's too shy. Okay. Okay. So, Gary, what is the hardest obstacle you experienced this weekend?
The hardest obstacle I experienced this weekend?
Like,
getting the winery tour back to the hotel on time.
Oh, okay. That's the hardest.
Because bitches like to drink.
You got Nuanos.
Oh, I know. They were just drinking, and I was like, no, we have to get back.
No, really. We got to go.
That way they're all like, but we're already drinking. I was like, cocktail hour starts at 6, but we're already drinking. I was like, oh, it's a losing battle.
No, but it's mixed drinks. It's not wine.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it went very well. I mean, the power outage.
The power outage yesterday. Yeah.
That was nothing. I actually was jumping up and down out the hallway like it was a rave. I was so excited. I was like, yeah.
I was
awesome.
At the table. Somebody's panicking. Oh, no. We have no Wi-Fi. Somebody was reacting. So
they all had to get on the 3G network to talk on Bear, you know, whatever. 811 or whatever it's called.
811. Okay.
That thing.
So how many went this year?
We were about 180, but I think tonight we're at like 190 for the park.
Okay. That's good. It's a lot, and we enjoyed the. We're still enjoying the wave pool. So that's starting this year, right?
Beat you up.
Yeah, the wave pool is all brand new. It was built over the past 2 years, and it opened maybe 2-3 months ago at that. So like, I just came in earlier this week and got to finally see it fully operational and stuff and check it out. Yeah, but everyone's loving it. They thought it was fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard getting the group picture because the water's pushing us like this. Yeah. Hurry!
We're trying to get between the waves, and then all of a sudden it went off again, so.
Yeah, that's right. How about next year? What's the plan for next year? Not yet?
Yeah. Why do you do this to me every year? You're like, what's the plan for next year? Can I finish this weekend first? I don't know. But
now it's going to be the last weekend of March. Is that when it always is?
No.
No, it changes?
It changes all the time.
Well, here's because remember, lunar calendar and Easter keep moving on us. So that's why we are next year, April 4th through 7th, I believe.
Through 7th. So we're going to have a late Easter next year?
No, I think we have an early Easter next year. Okay. I think our Easter's in March.
Is it always the week before Easter?
No. Easter has nothing to do with it. Okay. I try to stay away from it.
Oh, okay. You should. Because
it's a conflict for some folks. Yeah, they have family and, you know, they want to find chocolate eggs and bunnies. I don't know. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so, well, thank you, Gary, for joining us. It's a great job here at Transfer.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you guys for coming.
Great job. Right.
So, guys,
that's awesome.
Yeah, go to transfer.com and, you know, see the pictures there.
I would love your nut, Ray.
Go, here you go.
Look at that.
Oh, Jay.
Never be around Maynard with the video camera. He captures everything.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
So, we're back here. We're just going to be playing a game. Last year, we played a game called, what is it?
Fist Him?
No.
That was after the show.
Oh, okay.
Fist Him after the show. What did we play last year? We played the Would You Rather, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that was really gross.
That was fixed.
It's not fixed.
Yes, it was fixed.
It was absolutely fixed because you wrote the questions and numbered them, and then you chose your own questions that were the best one.
It's good to be the host.
Yeah, it's good to be the host. Okay, this time it's going to be random. This time we're going to play something different. It's going to be Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Can I add one in there?
In what order?
Could I add one category in there?
What?
Have dinner.
Have dinner with? Well, that's...
But there's only three names.
Yeah, there's only three names.
Well, the have dinner with is if there's somebody you don't feel strong enough to kill, but you'd like, you know, this is somebody I'd like to go have dinner with.
Okay. Just working in
it's like having it's dinner, you know, it's like if there are three people that you could go back and have dinner with one night, you'd be like, who would that be? Hmm. Jesus Christ, Tina Turner.
Oh, that kind. What? Yeah. That's a different game. That's a different game.
You're eating with Jason. All right. There's always enough food, though.
To make it random, we're going to have some of our audience to pick the numbers for.
Oh.
How's that?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. We have... I emailed it to you.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
That's just a backup.
That's just a... Oh, yeah. Okay. You can read here. Okay. All right. So, pick a person. Pick one of our audience. And
Someone yell out a number between what?
1 to 9.
1 to 9.
7.
All right.
7.
Devin, you're first, I guess.
Okay.
Who's going to be first?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Devin.
Dick Clark, Ed McMahon, and Andy Richter. Ooh. Okay. Wait, what are the categories again?
Who's Andy Richter?
Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Oh.
Who are we going to kill?
Who's Andy Richter?
Andy Richter?
He's the Conan O'Brien's assistant. Sidekick.
Oh, okay.
This is so embarrassing, and I don't want to take too much time on my turn, but I used to have this huge crush on Andy Richter.
Me too. I like Andy Richter.
And this is back in the days of Usenet. And I wrote, like, all this gushing stuff about how much I loved him and, like, how I had this huge scheme to get a hug from him by going on the show in New York. And I thought it was, like, you know, lost to the internet forever. Little did I know, Google was going to come out with Google Groups with, like, an archive of the entire history of Usenet.
Oh.
So you can actually go on Google Groups and search. And I use my real name because back then,
this
was being saved.
Oh, yeah.
So I Google my name in these groups. I can still find all these, like, you know.
Wow. Your fantasies about Andy
teenage
Richter.
Swoonings of Andy Richter. So
maybe you can put a book together of all his rants and records.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not that long, but
okay.
So Andy Richter, I'll definitely take the Mary because I want to spend as much time with him as possible. And
then, does Mary include fucking though?
Yeah, better.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, so when are you gonna, you know?
I think that's the assumption.
That's
right?
The assumption.
Well, okay. maybe it's, you've been in a relationship in this lesbian bed death or something.
And then I'm gonna say, I'm going to say fuck Ed McMahon and then kill Dick Clark because you can't kill him, really.
Yeah. He's not bad. He's not going to
die. I don't have the blood on my hands.
Yes, right.
If you fuck Ed McMahon, might that kill him?
Well, at least he'll go out with a smile.
And his wife will, too, because she'll get all that money.
Okay.
Devin, I have a picture of Andy in a pink Speedo.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that.
And blurry, but it's still awesome.
Mm. Okay.
Is it through a telephoto lens in a window?
Oh, yeah.
On shrubs?
Andy's one of my favorites. I used to watch Conan just because Andy was on it.
So if he's not the assistant anymore, you won't watch him anymore, right?
No, he's still on it.
Oh, he's still on it, yeah.
The first episode, the very first episode of Conan O'Brien, I saw the very first episode, and the very first episode, besides him, they called some people out of the audience, and they had George Wendt, and they had...
George Wendt, oh.
Yeah, George Wendt and John Goodman were in the audience, and they're like, we should have them come up and leg wrestle on the stage. And
that's,
I was like,
right.
What is going on here? And what's funny is Andy Richter in an interview actually talked about how, like, oh yeah, like when I first came out, I got this huge, like very high ratio of gay fan mail. And he talked about how someone sent him an article of bulk mail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh,
he talked all about him and how, like, you know, the George Wendt, John Goodman leg wrestling made all the Chub Chases like delirious. And I'm like, oh my God, I totally know everything he's talking about. This is really creepy.
Wow.
But yes, Andy Richter.
Andy Richter, okay. Mary. Okay. All right, Jeff, your turn. Pick one of our audience. Go a number.
Oh, that's my lucky number. Perfect.
Three, okay.
Oh, I hate you.
Number three.
Captain Kirk, Captain Picard, and Spock.
Who are you going to marry? Which one's logical?
to marry? Which one would be more Apple-friendly?
Oh, God. I'm not even that much of an Android fanboy. I just do it to tease Joe because he's such an Apple fanboy.
Kirk. I don't know.
Kirk would be hottest in bed.
Well, Kirk today.
Kirk today. For you.
Kirk for shit my dad says Kirk would probably perfect for you.
Yeah, at this point.
No, but it's not William Shatner, it's Captain Kirk.
It's Captain Kirk. Right? Oh. Yeah, okay.
But Picard is really, he's got a really great personality though. Yeah. He's got a nice sense of humor and
that's the guy you marry then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking I would marry Picard. Yeah.
You better.
Because the ears, I don't know if I could be I don't know if I want to marry a guy with ears.
I'd marry Spock. Good in a heartbeat.
Really?
Yes.
Zachary Quinto really? Spock, or are we talking like
Zachary Quinto Spock, or the very early Leonard Nimoy Spock? Because now Leonard Nimoy is just too old for me.
Okay. Zachary Quinto is pretty hot as Spock.
Yeah.
So not my type at all, but very hot.
So, have you decided who you're gonna kill?
You can kill Spock. He'll understand.
Yeah.
It's the logical
choice. It's the logical choice.
For the good of the three of you.
Yeah.
So the last one.
Now it would have been number one.
Oh, that means... Wait. No, wait a second. That means I would have to fuck Captain Picard, though.
No, yeah. If you married Picard.
No. Kirk.
Kirk, you're going to fuck Kirk, marry Picard, and kill Spock.
But then you're going to kill Kirk?
Yeah, but then it'll be a really awesome like on the show.
It'll be awesome in the show if I kill him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I don't know, it could get a little kinky with the ears. You know, you could do something.
Is that a Ferengi? Is that an Erasmus sound? Did I just give myself away as a huge nerd? I just gave myself away as a huge nerd.
Do
sorry.
The geek part of,
yeah. I'm sorry, I'm confused. I'm getting ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. We don't have a Ferengi in the list. Okay. So all right. So you're gonna
fuck Spock. Marry Picard and kill Kirk.
Okay, kill Kirk. All right.
Oh, man, I don't know about that one.
All right.
How so would you do it? Choice. Would you switch shirts with him and put him in a red shirt?
with the killing?
Yeah.
Put him in a red shirt so you could kill him? Okay.
I think Jeff just wants to take over the Starship Enterprise.
Well,
it's all Apple now.
It's all Apple branded Enterprise.
iTrek.
See the iPad? It's really an iPad now.
Yeah. Oh, they have that app actually. You can make that iPad look like a pad.
Pad, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. My phone.
Okay. All right. So let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, I'm next.
Somebody
I'm
pick have... a number.
Okay. One. Oh my God, number one.
Please be something terrible.
Oh, number one.
Robin Williams. James Gandolfini
and John Goodman.
Oh.
Wow. Who are we... All of them are kind of hairy. Okay.
John Goodman's lost a lot of weight recently, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Let me see. I would marry Robin Williams because he's funny. He's funny in bed.
He's
as hairy as Mike.
He's hairier than Mike.
He's hairier than Mike. So, okay, marry Robin Williams. Probably kill. Kill John Goodman.
Oh!
You just lost all of my bear following.
In the Speed Racer, they didn't like his character.
So that's worth killing someone. Yeah.
I can't find the reason why. Oh, that's right. Okay, there's a friend of mine. What? Okay, this is the story about John Goodman. Okay, it's a story that I heard. Our friend went to Hawaii flying, and then first class. He passed by the first class area, and then he saw John Goodman. This is a story, okay?
Allegedly.
So he had shoes off and everything, and stinking a bit, and he's got corn chip toenails.
What?
Yeah. And
his shoes and socks off.
Yeah, shoes and socks off, and he's relaxing. That was the alleged story. So.
Is it secondhand knowledge, or...?
Yeah, secondhand knowledge. Well, almost, yeah, secondhand. Yeah.
So that's enough for you to kill him.
Yeah, is that because of this corn chip?
You know, I'm wearing socks around.
I got a thing about feet too, so I can kind of understand that. So.
Okay, and of course, just fuck James Gandolfini. But who wouldn't? James Gandolfini.
Yes,
he's out there.
If you're in that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you're in that.
Plus, it's in the mafia, so. Kind of so, hot.
Such a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Jeff likes the bad boys.
The bad boys.
Mean bad boys.
Yeah, the mean ones are. It's fun. It's a challenge.
Which explains why with Michael, who looks so gruff and mean all the time.
Well, I need something easy to come home to.
Okay, let's move on. Ray, pick someone in the audience.
And the next one, y'all said number two?
Eight.
Two?
Eight.
Two?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight. Number eight.
Eight.
Number two is Professor Xavier.
Number eight.
Beast and Colossus.
Ooh, Beast.
Beast. Actually, number eight, I would kill all of them because I can't stand any of them, really.
Okay. What's number eight?
Leno.
Wait, don't give it away because we might still reuse eight for them.
Oh, okay. Leno, Letterman, and O'Brien.
If you married O'Brien, then Andy would come over to your house all the time.
Now back to number two.
We're going to write hate mail for the show if you don't play along.
Now back to... Well, I answered the question. I'd kill them all.
Okay.
So, now back to number two between Professor Xavier, Beast, and Colossus.
Didn't Ray just, like, kill two of the rules of the show on, like, 30 seconds?
What?
You pick your own number, and you're not even following the directions on how to play the game.
Yeah. Okay.
But
it's okay.
But I'm Republican. I can do that.
Okay. So Ray, what did you pick? Oh my God.
No, they said eight. I said I'd kill them all.
Okay, Mom. You're not gonna fuck any of them?
No.
Okay.
I used to think O'Brien was okay, but I just didn't like him anymore. They all make me sick.
Wow. That's kind of lame. Pick another one.
Do
audience,
another one.
Please.
Just do the number two. He already revealed
it. Okay,
the name, so
number two. Okay, number two. Do number two, Ray.
All right, number two is Professor Xavier, Beast, and Colossus. Beast would be dead. I love him, but he would be dead. Professor
what?
Xavier would be, I'd marry, and Colossus, I'd fuck.
But
he's
steel.
So firm.
He's so firm. He's a lot of lube.
You couldn't, yeah,
it's
you can penetrate, though.
No, it'd
be like a challenge.
I'd like a challenge.
What if you're doing him, and then what if you're he's in human
I got
form?
Some 40 weight. We'd work on that.
What if it's in human form and then changes to the metal form while you're in him?
Then
you're stuck.
Rigid.
Oh,
that sphincter becomes like a guillotine.
Oh.
That would be
like dog fucking, you know?
But he is the only gay one there. So.
Oh, that's right. Colossus is gay.
Really?
I don't know, comic books.
Colossus is gay.
Yeah. And he's, you know, rock hard. No, not rock hard. Steel hard.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Kill, Fuck, Marry. Thank you guys for playing along. So, well, I guess it's a lot tamer from last year because last year was really gross.
Yeah, who wrote those questions?
I wrote this question. Well, some of them. I picked them up. All right. Okay. So before we end the show, because we're going to what are we planning? Are you guys going to – you have a photo shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm doing a photo shoot.
You do a photo shoot. Yeah. I think Mike wants to go to Presque Isle, so – gonna check out the waters. Are you gonna jump in the water, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Bring a towel.
Bring a camera.
I'll bring a camera. Okay. Okay. And what else is going on? Trips this year. What are we planning anything this year?
Jane,
Bear week.
I have to think about that. We're going on the bear cruise again.
Standard for you, though.
But yeah.
That's a yearly thing.
It's like, it's so fun. You can not go back.
Mm-hmm.
Double layer. Yeah. But, I'll think about this bear week thing.
Yeah. When are you going to start the chaser cruise?
I don't think there is.
Bear cruise. Chaser cruise.
That's a thing. There's a few chasers on the bear cruise. Not a lot, but there's a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't have so much competition.
Not usually, because most of the bears are bear for bears, guys.
Yeah, bear for bears and everything.
Nice. You just pick one for every night. There's a theme. That's the theme.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how about you, Jeff? Doing anything this year?
I'm leaning highly towards Bear Week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be something, lots of fun going on.
I love your picture. What is it? What does it say?
Yeah, my shirt says, I'm here to make friends.
And you're standing at the Dick Dock.
Yes, at the Dick Dock by my friend Chris. Uh-huh. Wire and Twine. Great shirts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wait, it just says, I'm here to make friends.
Yeah, it's got the three colors, like just like what you're wearing right now, like the three colors, but it says, I'm here to make friends. Mm-hmm. And I love that shirt. It's just great. Friends. It's great for like a tea dance.
The whole Dick Dock thing, that was just your addition.
Well, yeah, because that's funny. I mean, it's like... I wanted to go down there while it, like, stuff was going on. Like, I'm here to make friends, and just hear the response.
Everyone's there to make friends.
But it's not like they can say too much. They had their mouths full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike and I are gonna be there. Spend a week, and then we're gonna be going to the Dick Dock, I guess, that weekend.
Oh, I'll be your tour guide. I'll be your tour guide.
You'll be the tour guide. Yay. This is
this news to him.
And right here is Will Thumper Cub. And
oh, I gave actually Ryan the tour last time I went.
You gave tour.
You are like the tour guide.
Tour guide
of the illicit sex place. It's like, come right into this room. Come to this dock.
Let me take you to the meditation room.
Well, it's fun. I
and then leave him there. Throw him in there. Oh God. Anyway, okay. So, well, I guess that's it for the show. It's a short show because tonight we're going to be busy at the Splash Lagoon. I'm looking forward to the wave. Was it
wave pool? It's new this year.
Yeah. Do you have a waterproof video camera?
Actually, that camera there is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I should use it.
Wave pool footage. Yeah. For the video cast.
Is that camera's waterproof?
Yeah, it is actually. But
sure?
But I'm scared.
All those videos you shot in the bathroom.
Oh, those ones.
Nobody else made the bathroom.
That's for water sports ones.
That's for Mike and I to see and to watch. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining us again on another yearly Chaser show, I guess.
Thanks for the invitation.
And it's glad we can all be in the same room for once.
The same room. This is the first time you guys met.
The first time, like, I was on the podcast. Skype. It's so weird to be like, I'm like interactively talking with these people that in my mind are just like radio personalities. Before I knew you guys that well, it was like, oh, it's so weird. I'm like talking to Martin Ray. Like,
yeah. And we got a bunch of fans here. We got Don here.
We have Don here. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Don and the two Bryans. Bryans are here from Chicago, too. We drove with you guys and Jay and he's busy on his iPhone right now.
He's on Dave. Growler.
He's on Growler. Can you do a shout? I'm kidding. Oh, you're on 411. The site that should never be
that. That'll be bleeped.
I'm gonna bleep that. I'm not kidding.
Can't say that on television to get slime. No. Take slime. I think I'm
inside
the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, don't bring the black light in our bedroom.
It was from all those UV reactive bubbles popping on stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leaves a residue.
I was just like, is my bed messed up when I walked in there? No. Okay, we're all right.
When you go in and it's locked. Oh.
No, I walk in. I was like, okay, his bed's messy. Mine's fine. All right, good. It's all good.
Did he put a sock when he was busy? No.
I don't know. I went there.
He wasn't there.
Man walked in. I was having dreams last night that he had somebody in bed with him, but he was like, no, nobody was there. Because I swear he was out there giggling or doing something, and I thought he had somebody. Friday night at TBRU when I thought you came back with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's the same thing. I guess I was just, but.
I was texting someone while you were snoring away. So who'd you bring back? I'm like,
I swear there was somebody in that room last night.
Did it sound like a Wookiee? Because that's his SMS tone.
No, it wasn't a Wookiee. No. It sounded like two kids under the sheets giggling at each other. Staring at me.
No. I was just standing by the computer.
Yeah.
Texting.
Anyway.
So, but like I said,
your side of the story won't even be recorded because it can't.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like you're sensitive and pretending to like saying all kinds of crap.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So any online presence, Devin?
I'll be taking pictures, of course.
Uh huh.
So on Flickr, I'm Devorama.
Devorama.
Find my pictures there.
Yeah. Online
presence. Devorama. That and Tumblr.
No, well, but on Flickr mainly.
Oh, Flickr, yeah.
Tumblr is just where people go to see all my stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pictures of Eric, of course.
Not this year.
Not this year. No pictures. That's right.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, it's no pictures. Okay, how about you, Jeff?
What do you mean online presence? Like a profile?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
online presence.
Well, it was kind of confusing because you're going to talk on pictures and stuff. So.
Okay.
Well, just bigmusclebear.com/MrPandaBear.
Ooh,
bear is spelled B-E-H-R.
With B-E-H-R. Okay. All right. So thank you again, guys. All right. So we're going to close the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And thanks to our audience here. Yay. Okay.
Wait, are you going to make Ray say the phone number for the...
We will very soon. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, email us at show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. And leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
Oh, wow. That doesn't distract him in the
same way. The same way.
That's right.
So, and that number again is 206-222-BEAR.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, he did it. Okay. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Also, subscribe on youtube.com/bearpodcast. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs. All right.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Should we try speaking English?
No.
We can speak. Our English is not so good.
I will talk loudly and clearly so everybody can understand me and I don't have complaints about the show.
And then all of a sudden I'll be like, ha 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 ha, like, ha 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 ha, like, ha 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 ha, like, ha 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 ha.